Okay, today we're going to discuss the two Yesaidis of the Samid. The first Yesaid of the Amid is the Shakavataria of Maid Bishtash Kasai Sarfakaima. And I hope you'll ready? Okay, I hope you'll appreciate the significance of the sugya. And the fact that it's to the core of Ishtar. The core of Ishtar is its believability in Bezdin. How much trust there is in Bezdin when you bring Ishtar into Bezdin. And Mamela, the question of whether Maid Bishtashikasai Tarf Lakaima or Ain Tarf Lakaima is a question of how much weight a shtar has if it doesn't have kiyum. Basically, the machlekes may be shtashakos tzarf l'kayma ain tzarf l'kayma is a simple nafkamina in a case where somebody is tevei with a shtar and you say the shtar is emes, but I paid. It's true I borrowed, it's true you have a shtar, but I paid. So you wish to be believed with a perua migo de mezuyif, which we've said numerous times is the classic migo. Perua migo de mezuyif, it should be a perfect migo. And you want to be believed. That din of perua migo de mezuyif being believed only holds true if you hold maid de bishtasha kasvay tzarech lakaymai. It's only true if you assume that if you have a shtar, and Amayde Shtar is written, Tzarech L'kaymai, that nevertheless it requires Kiyum. Then we could say, Perua, I'm believed to say Perua, because I could have said Mezuyif. According to the Man Yama, who holds Amayde Bishtar Shekosei, Ein Tzarech L'kaymai. What does that mean? That means that if you have a Shtar, there's an assumption the Shtar is good and the signatures are good. Even if we don't validate it, we don't certify the signatures. We just assume shtaris are good. If we assume shtaris are good, then if I say perua that I paid with a migo mezuyif, I don't have a migo mezuyif because of the fact that we assume the shtar is good. I can't just say mezuyif. So memele, there's no perua the migo mezuyif. So that the machlokes, it might be shtashkas itzarf kaimai or not. It has to do with every time someone is to ask someone else with a shtar that doesn't have kiyum. The other person we believed with any time. Taisvis, Maida Bishtar Shekasai, asked the kasha that how could you hold Ein Tzarech L'kaymai? He still has the bigul. If he would say mezuyif, he'd be believed. If you're to ask me with a shtar, if you come at me with a shtar, and I say it's a full shtar, it's forged. So the halacha is, you do have to be mekayim. Everyone holds. Because maida b'shtasha kasvay ain tzarech l'kayimai only means maida b'shtasha kasvay. If a maida b'shtar is written, then you don't have to be mekayim. But if I say the shtar is forged, certainly you have to be mekayim. So what does it mean I don't have a migul? If I say peru amigul de mezuyif, why don't I have a migul? Had I said it's forged, you would have had to be mekayim. So in fact, how could anybody hold there's no migo of mezuyif? How could you hold perua doesn't have a migo of mezuyif? Lamaisa, by saying mezuyif, you don't have to be mekayim nishtar. So what in the world is going on? Why don't I have perua? Why don't I have a migo of mezuyif? What's pshat in this machlokes is in the Gemara? The Taisus has a number of terutzim. Taisus' first terutz is that if I say mezuyif, you have to be mekayim. But a migo of mezuyif, Taisa says, Shema Yare, Leimer mezuyif. A person doesn't want to say mezuyif. If I say it's forged, I can easily be disproved. Because you can find someone to recognize the signature. Taisa's first text. Then Taisa brings Rashi. Rashi holds that kiyum shtareis derabanan. That min ha-Torah no shtar needs kiyum. And since kiyum shtareis derabanan, so, be'etzem, I'm not believed to say mezuyif. Min ha-Torah, I'm not believed to say that a shtar is a forgery. So it's in the Rabbanan that if I say it's forged, the Rabbanan wants you to verify it. But Be'etzem, I'm not believed to say Mezuyah, Benatayrah. And therefore, Rashi holds, there's no Peru Amiga de Mezuyah. Because Mezuyah is really not a good time. Yes? It's true. It's an interesting thing. The classic example of Bigu, which is Peru Amiga de Mezuyah, which is the classic example, anytime someone wants to explain Migu, that itself is a machlaikis. It's a machlaikis amirah. That classic example of Migu, which is a good example, every time you want to talk about Migu, connect it something else, you want to have an example, it's a great example. But it's a machlaikis. Interesting. That, according to the Mandiyama, right, the Bishtashkasa, Ein Tzarech L'Kayim, right? You don't have a Migu. For one of the reasons of Taisus. It's a fascinating thing that this is always brought down as the classic Migul for running the Mezuyah, and yet the truth is it's a Machlaikis. It's a Machlaikis if that Migul works for side reasons, for the reasons that Taisus is bringing. So Rashi says that Kiyam Shtar is the Rabbanan. Rashi says that the whole idea of Kiyam Shtar is the Rabbanan, and Taisus says according to that it's good that there's no Migul. It's not so pushed how it answers Taisus Kasha. And if you apply yourself, you'll see that you have problems in how it answers Taisus Kasha. But until you'll have the problem, it's not kedai for me to try to explain the answer. What you have to do is try to understand that what Taisus brings from Pirish B'Kuntres does not seem to answer Taisus Kasha. No? What's Taisus Kasha? Taisus Kasha is you shef amigo mezuyah. You say mezuyah if you believe. So Taisus says, Pirish B'Kuntres, what does Taisus say? Rashi says, Kim Shtar is the Rabbanan. And therefore what? So why don't I have amigo? If Kim Shtar is the Rabbanan, why don't I have amigo? Huh? You follow? It doesn't seem to answer the kasha.
Kim Shtar was good before you had that, before you said anything. Before you made anything.
Right. When they bring it in, it's a good shtar. I say perua. So I'm tiny, I want to have a migul mezuyah. It's a good shtar. It is a good shtar. I might it's a good shtar. But had I said mezuyah, you would have to be mekayim midrabanan. So why don't I have a migul? Looking at me, you would have to be mekayim but only midrabanan. But still, I should have a migul. You're changing it to a drabanan, but so what? Who cares if it's the rest of the drabanan? If I win, I don't care why I win.
And you're admitting that the star is a good star.
Right.
Well,
if you would
say Mizuyev,
would I win the bet?
If you would say Mizuyev, in that case, you would give the guy the opportunity to go and tiny Mizuyev, and that case, the rest tiny Mizuyev is required.
So why don't I have a
Mizuyev
then?
Because if you're not tiny Mizuyev, well, if you would
pay
the star, I would
have the star. But if I have a Mizuyev, I could say Mizuyev.
But I got you saying that I'm not. The only reason that we would ever go and say, there's no reason why I should have this star as a neighbor.
What you're saying would be even if Kim Shtar is the Raisa. What you're saying is the Migu is against the Chazak of Shtar Chabiyadi Maibai. That's what you're saying. But that's not Rashi, that's not what Taisa is bringing from Rashi. You're saying a separate time.
If I can't even assume, it's still doing the
Raisa? According to the Mandiyama, why do you just go say in Sarah Flakaima, it's still good Minatari. Minatari don't need Kim.
Even if
it's yeah. According to at least what I'm saying. Right, now, that kasha, it's Rabbi Chanan's kasha on Taisus. And those of you who want, I'll show you where the Rabbi Chanan is. You can look at it. It's Rabbi Chanan's Mava Basra. But rather than to go into that, I'd like, it's a complicated issue, and I'd like to try to explain to you the fact that there are two very separate shitas and many nafkaminas between them, and that hopefully we'll come to an understanding. The two shitas argue about kaya hashtar. If you hold maida b'shtar shekosvay ein tzarech l'kaymai, means you're saying a kaya hashtar is ad kidei kach that we assume the signatures are not forged. We assume nobody has to be mekayim the signatures. We assume it's not forged. Why? So Rashi in Gittin says, "Lechotzef inish lezayiv shtaris." A person doesn't have chutzpah to forge shtaris. Forging shtaris is something that people don't are afraid to do. Lechotzef inish, and therefore we assume that there's a kayach hashtar ad kedei kach that we assume the signatures are good. That's according to the Man Yama. Ba'idib shash kasvay ain't sarach l'kayim. The Man Yama says ba'idib shash kasvay sarach l'kayim. He holds the opposite extreme. He holds that a piece of paper with signatures is nothing until you verify it. Until you're mekayim the shtaris, you can't do anything with it. Ba'idib shash kasvay sarach l'kayim. It means a piece of paper with signatures. So what? Anybody could just sign two names. So the one who says "Ma'ida b'shashkasi tzarich l'kaimai," he would hold that a shtar that's not doesn't have a certification of bezdin or verification of bezdin is come out nothing. It's a taina, but it's not a proof. And what Rashi is saying is that they're arguing that kiyum shtaris derives the drabana. If you hold that the whole din of kiyum shtaris is the drabana. It means that minat Torah kayach hashtar is that it's assumed to be good, which is the man diyamar by the b'shash kasvay in tzarach l'kayim. If you hold kiyum shtaris deiraisa, it means that you hold that minat Torah until you mekayim a shtar, it's nothing. It's just a piece of paper. It's just a raya, but it's not a proof. It's a thing that it's a taina. It's not a proof. So that this machlokes is a very It's like Mekotze Lekotze, the two opposite sheetness and what Kayach Ashtar has. To mention to you just a couple of Nafkaminas. The Ramah paskins that a Yachid Mumcha could be Mekayim Ashtar. A Yachid Mumcha, there are cases where one Dayan Mumcha, one expert Dayan could paskin. But one expert Dayan is not two Aiden. Kapaskin. He's not to wait. The Ramah says that we paskin kiyum shtaris to Rabbanan, and because we paskin kiyum shtaris to Rabbanan, a yachid mumchud could paskin on kiyum shtaris. It means if you have a man of Bezdin, a dayan, and he says, I recognize the signature from previous case, he is recognized totally. Because if you hold kiyum shtaris to Rabbanan, it means that this kayach hashtar. A shtar is assumed to be good. If you hold kiyum shtaris deraisa, then you need two kosher eidim. Another nafkamina. If you have a gadol, someone over by mitzvah, who's saying eidus about something he saw b'katnusai, something he saw as a child. He remembers as a child his father's signature. And his father passed away. And now he's saying Eidus, he's over Bar Mitzvah. And he wants to say Eidus on the signature which he saw of Bikat Musai, which he saw as a child. Normally, that's not Eidus. Normal Eidus have to be a gadol both when they see it and when they say it. If you hold Kiyum Shtaris to Rabbanan, we are makel that a gadol could say Eidus on what he saw Bikat Musai, on what he saw as a child. So that somebody who is, he's got to be over Bar Mitzvah now, but he could say Eidus on something that he saw as a child. So of course you need two witnesses and two kosher witnesses. A third nafkamina is we have a rule, ein eid nasa dayam. A person can't be judge and witness in the same din tire. A person can't be an aid and a dayan on a din imam. If you're a witness, you have to get someone else to be the judge. You can't be a judge. You're biased if you're a witness. By kiyum shtaris, if you hold kiyum shtaris to Rabbanan, then we're makel that aid nasa dayan. That if the dayan recognized the signature, he could be both aid and dayan at the same time. Even if he's not a mumcha, he could be a witness and a dayan. Yochim shtaris deraisa, then of course he cannot. So that there's a tremendous nafkamina in practical Dinei Torah, practical application of Dinei Torah, there's a tremendous nafkamina between the two shitas. They're very far from each other. I'd like to point out something else, that nowadays, being Mekayim Shtoris is relatively easy, because you can make phone calls, you can get a hold of somebody. If you think about it, before telephones, it was not easy to be Mekayim Shtar. It took a certain amount of effort. You have to trace the person down, find him, and someone who knows his signature. So that it was a tremendous nafkamina. Mekayim Shtoris Deraisa Drabadu. Every Din Torah, when you bring in a Shtar, people rely on shtaris. People buy houses and they have a deed. People lend money and they have a shtar. People are nowadays, a piece of paper is everything. Right? People, somebody can invest $100,000 in a bond and all he gets is a piece of paper. Shtar, what's the kayak of that piece of paper, of that shtar? This is a tremendous nafkamina. Mimewa. We paskin kiyum shtaris derabanan. At least the Rama paskin kiyum shtaris derabanan. Which means we paskin mayde b'shtar shekasvei ein tzarach l'kayimai. Or that the kayach hashtar is taka very strong. That's assumed to be kasha. The kayach hashtar is assumed to be kasha. There's a shach, which I mentioned to you. Simim em vav sukkot tes. I don't know how many of you have looked up the shach, but whoever opened up the Shulchan Aruch and looked at the size of that shach was probably scared away. You should know one thing about the shach. If you want to know a shach, you can usually learn the beginning of the shach and get it very clear what he's talking about. The arichus of a shach is usually rayas to a shita, rayas or answering rayas. The other way, but generally a shach in Shulchan Aruch stakes out the two opinions right away in the beginning, as he does here. What is the tumul that the shach is talking about? The shach discusses the following shaila. We paskin kiyum shtaris adrabana, which means that there's a kayach hashtar that we assume a shtar is good. What happens if you have it in Tyre and you come to Bezdin and you bring a shtar? And what did the other person say? If the other person said perua, or he said I don't remember, then it's easy. Kiyum shtaris derabanan, we assume the shtar is good. What happens if the other person taines that the shtar is mezuyif? He says, I know for sure this is a forged shtar. In that case, what is the din tayra? Now think about it. What?
When the star is good.
The star is
good.
When
the star is good.
Whether
the star is good.
Is it or isn't it? Doesn't it need kiyum in atayra? When we say kiyum star is the rabbanon, does that mean that stam star is assumed to be good? And it certainly means that if I have stam star, which no one's saying is forged, we assume it's good. Or does it mean even more that even if the Baldover is tining that it's Mezuyif, he's saying, I know for sure that is buried, that this is a false star, that still we assume the star is good. How far should we take this chiddush of Kayach HaShtar? The Rabbeinu Avigdor, quoted by the Shach, says, one minute, how far are you going to take this? We have this very big chiddush of Kayach HaShtar, that there's such a thing, an assumption of credibility that every shtar has. And we're going to paskin that that's so. How far do you go with that? Min HaTorah. Do you think, he says, you think it's logical? That Min HaTorah, if I take out a shtar, even if you say, Mezuyif, Min HaTorah, I win? That would mean that I could just take out pieces of paper, make up a shtar, you owe me money, sign two names, and I could run off in Bezdin. I could have a good time. I could have a good time. That's not logical. So Rabbeinu Avigdor says that it can't be. This whole sugya of kiyum shtaris deraisa drabanan, this whole sugya is talking where the loiva says parua, or he says I don't remember, or maybe the loiva is dead and the man just brings in a shtar to be a manai from his karka. If no one is saying the shtar is false, that's a chiddush. There's a kayach shtar, you assume it's good. It's a big chiddush. Every shtar you assume is good. But to go so far as to say that a shtar is so invincible that if somebody else, the tain is mezuyas, you don't have to prove the signatures, Rabbi Noah Avigdor holds that that's not a stavar at all. There's no svara to that. There's no logic to that. I have to tell you, api svara, it's a strong, api svara, it's certainly a strong tain. How much kayach do you give a shtar? An assumption it's good? Ad kidei kach? That nobody could tie the mezuyah against a shtar. What's a person supposed to do? If you have a shtar that I borrowed money, how does a person prove I didn't borrow? Now, eidim are stronger than a shtar. I'm going to bring eidim that I didn't borrow. It's very hard to bring eidim that no, you didn't do something. So therefore, Rabbeinu Avigdor takes the opinion that if you tie the mezuyah, that kiyum shtaris becomes a deraisa. This is his sheet. He adds a little bit of Hasber. Actually, there's some cipher. He adds a little bit of Hasber. What is it based on? The fact that Stam Shtar is a kosher. It's based on an assumption that Loi Chotzef Inish Lazayev Shtar is. It's based on an assumption that a person would not have the chutzpah to forge a Shtar. So there's some cipher that's like a Rive. Rive Shtar is a good. Ruba de Ruba, it's a strong raiv. But ain't halchim the mamin achar raiv. By mamin, raiv is not enough. And being that raiv is not enough by mamin, so if a person ties it's mezuyif, you have a raiv that says it's not mezuyif, that's not enough. Now, some sefer explains it. I'm not sure it needs explanation. I think anybody who sits down and thinks about the Rabbeinu Avigdor will most likely assume, like Rabbeinu Avigdor, that a shtar, someone says mezuyif, you should have to prove the signature. Yeah. Because normally we do go bas a rive. Yisayim is a bad example. It's retained for Yisayim and Mezuyif. But let's say he's going to Lekuchas. So, yeah.
And if he's just shot,
You're right. However, if you hold that a shtar min ha-Torah is assumed to be good, the Baal HaShtar would really be the Mosek. In which case, you do gavas arayv for a Mosek, which would explain it. Yeah, I don't know if Mosek is like to be bites.
So
this is the sheet of Rabbeinu Avigdor, right?
Even if the guy's tying against him, he still has the
Mosek. Even?
The guy says Mosek, he still has the Mosek. He's
wearing the Mosek. They killed the
I mean, there's a chazaka that loichat to finish. That loichat to finish. So therefore what? So therefore if it's a chazaka, then what? I suppose then the argument is not strong that chazaka is. Not strong that assumption is. He's saying it's not more than a right. It's not strong. Okay. At any rate, this is the shita of Rabbeinu Avigdor. He brings another raya, which Shach quotes. He brings a raya from Gittin. Gemara says that the reason Chazal instituted Zman in a get, why does a get have to have a date? Who cares? The reason they instituted Zman in a get is because of a situation where a man's wife was Mizana. She's Chayav Misa. And the man will have Rachmanis on her. Gemara says, for example, if a man married his niece, Shami Echata Albasa Chayza, and he'll write a get and he'll make believe he gave it before she was Mizana. So in order that this not happen, that a man not be able to fake as if a shtar was written earlier. So therefore, Chazal instituted that you have to write a zman in a get. Correct, Rabbeinu Avigdor, 1 minute. If you're talking about a person who yachayshid is going to write a get and make believe it was given earlier. So if you hold them in a Torah, there are no kiyum shtarais. So you can do it anyway. Let him go. Write a get, predate it, and forge the shtar, forge the signatures. If every shtar is assumed to be good, so he could be mechapa abasachayse with a false date. Elamai, it must be that there is a certain level that requires kiyum shtaris. That requires kiyum shtaris, and the meila, he holds certainly, at the very least, if someone tied his mezuyas, that there should be an obligation to be mekayim shtaris. This is Rabbeinu Avigdor Shit. The Shach disagrees. The Shach is of the opinion that kiyum shtaris is the rabbanon always. That kiyum shtaris min ha-Torah, shtar does not need kiyum. You're going to taina that people will write false shtaris, but that's proof of Chazal said lechatzif initially you have a shtaris. I mean, won't write a false get. The Shach is of the opinion that we always assume a shtar is good. It doesn't need signatures to be verified. It doesn't need kiyum shtaris. Kiyum shtaris is drabanon. The drabanon it needs, but in a Torah, every shtar is assumed to be good. This is the opinion of the Shach, and he has rayas to this, but it needs hesber and svara, why it should be that way. Yeah. It needs hesber, why it should be that way. Why should it be that the Shach brings a raya from our Taisus. Now, you have to look at the language. A raya is not from the svara of Taisus, it's from the lashon of Taisus. The part I read to you, Pirish B'Kuntris, right? Taisa Dibra Masal Maida? Pirish B'Kuntris, B'Baki Macher, the Tamar Mishum, the Dvar Torah ain't Sarach Kiyam. This Rashi is explaining that Min HaTorah, Kiyam Shtaris, you don't need. Deidim Achsumen Al Ashtar, Nasu Kamish Nechru, Yidusim Bebez. Now look at the next words. V'Rabbanan Hu Das Rechu Kiyam, Ki Ton Mizuyif Hu. Look at those words. The Rabbanan required kiyum kita and mizuyif when he says mizuyif. According to Rabbeinu Avigdor, if you tie a mizuyif, then kiyum is deraisa. Taisa's language is Rabbanan who deshachul kiyum kita and mizuyif. So Taisa is beferish, not like Rabbeinu Avigdor, and Taisa is saying that kiyum is midrabanan, even with someone tied as mezuyas, which makes the concept of kayach hashtar, as I've been saying all along, a tremendous chiddush. That min haTorah, any shtar you bring into Bezdin is absolutely believed. The person tied as mezuyas doesn't help you, and finished. The problem is the logic of the Shach. It's very not logical. That means anybody could go, write any shtar. Just sign any names. You can make up any name you want. You know, Yaakov ben Reuven and Yitzhak ben Avraham. And you could be tevah people all over the place. Of course, he could do it to you too. So this could even out. But, you know, a person generally is like chatzif to do it. And if one person will be chatzif, he'll become a millionaire. Right? He could write shtaris that you sold in your house. He could write shtaris. You don't have to. You don't need any kiyum. The Shach has rayas. The rayas from Taisa is a strong rayas. But the Shach himself would be very, very illogical. The Nesivis comes to the rescue of the Shach. The Nesivis of cut and hay. And he adds another line of explanation. Why do we assume Mishtar is good men HaTorah? What did I tell you? Because lechatz finished is yufei shtari. So Rashi says again. The Nesivis adds another factor. He says that false shtarais are what we call a milsa da'avida legluyeh. Milsa da'avida legluyeh. Something where it's likely you'll be caught. Which means that if you sign, come in with a shtar, and you say, Pliny and Pliny signed this shtar, it's very likely that you're going to be caught if you're lying. Because although Kiyum Shtar is the Rabbanim, nevertheless, the other fellow will hire a detective, and he'll go and trace down these people's signatures. He'll find their signatures, and even if they're not alive, he'll find people that recognize their signatures. So the reason we give Shtar so much kayach, sucked in the sivis, is because a forgery is a milsa David al-Aguye. Why would you tie it to that? You better tie them.
Run away.
What?
Run away and something.
I bring a shtar to Bezdin. I say it's good. Now, if the other person will say, give me, the Gemara says in Baba Kama, up to 30 days to bring proofs, you give them 30 days, right? So I'll try to bring proof that there's not the signature. It's a Muslim of Eidol Gluya. You're not thinking like a crook. What would you do if you forged a shtar? You were a crook. Yeah, you take a signature of someone doesn't exist, right? What would you do if you had to forge your shtar? And then you learn today's shir. You learn that Minatayra, everything is wonderful, you don't have to prove anything. Why would you be a fool to go and sign, you know, Mayor Giuliani's name, or why would you sign somebody's name? Just make up a name. Huh? I'm talking about Minatayra. You ran. I'm talking about Minatayra. The logic that the Torah was given in such a way that it doesn't make you. If you're a crooked person, you'll just make up names. Zakta Nesivis in Achinam. The only time we say Kiyum Shtaris to Rabbanan is where he gives us a name of a person and he tells us where he lives and he satisfies us that such a person exists. If we're satisfied that the person exists, that's when we say Kiyum Shtaris to Rabbanan. This whole Shach Chiddush all applies where he gives us a name that we can verify the person exists. We don't verify the signature, it's not necessary. We have to know the person exists. He tells us he's from this and this town. If he gives us a name and he says, where does he live? I don't know, he's just walking by. Then an achinami, such a shtar would not have kayach shtar. So what the Nesivis is doing is finding a middle ground between the Shach and Rabbeinu Avigdor. He's trying to explain the Shach. The Shach Chiddush holds true. What's the Shach Chiddush? That Kiyum Shtaris is the Rabbanan, even if someone tied his mezuyah. Kiyum Shtaris is still a Rabbanan. What does that mean? That means when the Torah was given, before the Rabbanan came along, if someone will tie the mezuyah, Bezdin will say, I don't care what you say. So the Nesivis, yes, but only, the Shach only is referring to cases where he's referring to a real character, a person who exists. And then we assume it's good.
The guy lives in a different country.
Well, what he says is you would have to give the name of the city where he lives. Cities, if a city has 8 million people, I suppose you have to give the name of the neighborhood where he lives.
Well, the whole thing with Kiyum, you search for the guy, look up the guy.
Kiyum would require proving the signature. It's a lot easier to prove a person exists than to prove his signature. You want to use him as a star, you better get some ID about him. Because Ben would be very suspicious.
What's stopping guys from making up a name and address and telephone number and everything?
What stops him from making up an address, a name with an address? What stops him is that the other person knows he's lying and he's going to investigate. And I'll prove that he's lying. You spend the money to investigate. The truth is, if you spend the money to investigate, it's false. The problem, probably, that you would have an action. The person would have to reimburse you for what you. If you spent money that he was guiding, so. But it's provable. A kapanim. This is the machlaikis, the shach Rabbeinu Avigdor. Of course, there'll be three nafkaminas. Three things I told you. If a Yachid Mumchiz believes, Eid Nasadayin, and if a Gadol could say what he saw when he was a child, those three coolers, do they also apply with someone tying his mezuyah? If you hold like Rabbeinu Avigdor, then with someone tying his mezuyah, Kiyum Shtaris becomes a Din Dairaisa, then these three coolers don't apply, because then Kiyum Shtaris Dairaisa. If you hold like the Shach, You all like the Shach, then Kiyum Shtaris is always a Drabbana. Then these three kulas always apply across the board. Because Kiyum Shtaris is always a Drabbana. So this is this Machlaikis, which is basically a question of how far we go with Kaya Chashta. Min HaTayr. The Drabbana, Navadi Nikiyum, that Kitam is Uyif Nikiyum. But the question is how far Kaya Chashta goes. Okay, let's move on in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Amr Rav Yudah Amr Rav. Oimer Shtar Amana Huzeh Einay Nema. What's a Shtar Amana? What's a Shtar Amana? It's a Shtar. A Shtar that was written trusting a person. You trust that person. Are you allowed to write a Shtar that someone borrowed money if you didn't see it happen? Huh? I write a shtar. So really you're allowed to write a shtar even if you didn't see the loan, as long as the person you're giving it to is the mischayev, is the one who stands to lose by the shtar. If you tell me you plan to borrow money from someone, I should write a shtar that you owe him $1,000. I am permitted kleister shtar l'loiva afal pisha'ina malve imay. I can write a shtar and give it to you. That's not a shtar amana. I can write a shtar to you, and you'll use it when you set out to borrow money. However, I cannot do that to the malva. I can't go to the malva, and the malva says I plan to borrow plenty money. Write out a shtar. I plan to lend rather plenty money. Write a shtar that plenty owes me money. So it doesn't take much seichel to understand that you can't do that. Now that is a shtar amana. Shtar amana means you're trusting the malva. You know him, he's an honest person. So you wrote out a shtar which says that he's lending money to someone even though he has not yet lent him the money. It's awesome. It's also to write a shtar amana. So the Gemara says, Hoy b'shtar amana u'zeinei neman. You say it's a shtar amana, you're not believing. Look, the Gemara, it's Gomar man. Who's saying it's a shtar amana? Who's the one saying this? Rabbi Yudam Rav didn't explain. The laiva claims that the shtar the malva is coming with against him is a shtar amana. The laiva does not believe to say that. We assume a shtar is good. Ella de kama malva. If the malva is coming and saying this shtar which I have in my hand is a shtar amana, tavi alav bracha. He's a nice person. He's being honest. Tavi alav bracha. He's admitting it. Of course, it's not a good shtar. Ella dikamri eidim. So must be eidim. Witnesses are saying, ksav yadeinu zeh, but it's a shtar amana. Eid ksav yadam yaitim emake macher pshita. Delay mehem. If they have no migu, because we could be mekayim the signature from elsewhere, it's pashat they're not believed. Because they have no migu, they can't go against the shtar. Eid ksav yadam yaitim emake macher. Elamai, there is no ksav yad anywhere else. Amai lay mehem ni. They should be believed. Just like in the Reisha of our Mishnah. They say, Ksav Yedeinu Zeh, Aval Anusim Ketanim Sulei Eidus. Let them say, Ksav Yedeinu Zeh, Aval Shtar Amanu. So the Gemara offers a few turrets. So the Gemara, Amarav, Lailam Dekamar Laiva. What was the kasha? The Laiva says it, so Pshita Kol Kamineh. The Leiva wants to say, believe me, it's a shtar amana with amigo of Perua. So we're saying he doesn't have amigo of Perua because my dev shash kasvei and tzarach lekayim. Abaya amar lo ilam dekama malva. Ukegain shechav lacherim. Ukedreb nas. Here we come to the second big yisaid of this amid. And again, there's a taisvis, an important taisvis on it. And that is this member of Reb Nosson. The member we're about to learn is known as Shibuda de Reb Nosson. Shibuda de Reb Nosson. What is Shibuda de Reb Nosson? So the connection to our Gemara will leave for a little while. Let's first talk about Shibuda de Reb Nosson. Shibuda de Reb Nosson is very simple. If Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money, Levi can go to Reuven and be Tevea. Sounds simple enough. No? If A owes B and B owes C, so C has the right to collect from A. B says, I have no money. Goes to A and he collects from A. That's Shibud the Rav Nosson. Big deal. That's Chiddush. Why do we give Rav Nosson so much covet? That's a big Chiddush. If A owes B and B owes C, so A can collect and pay C.
Not that. Really, AOC technically,
the technically
today.
But
the fact that the
third
guy
to
be
today,
on the
why is that a chiddush? I would think. I think right, in Gemara language, it's called la baltavar mdidiyat. Well, A would have to be convinced that there was a loan from B to C.
I didn't trust him to give him a loan.
So that they would have to be justified. You go to Besdin and you prove that B owes C money, and then C wants the money from A. But I would think A could say to C, La Baldavar and Didiat, you're not my Baldavar. You're not my, you're not the one, I don't have to go to, I don't have to answer you in the entire. Only B could be Tevehami. So the Chiddush of Shibud Rav Nosson is that C could be Teveya A, and he cannot tell him La Baldavar and Didiya. And this is what the says, that's the Chiddush of Shibud Rav Nosson. We'll see in a minute what the significance of it is. Let's see it inside the Kedrav Nosson, the Tayyar of Nosson, I know. Minayin Lanosha Bechaveri Manu. Bechaveri Bechaveri. Minayin Shemitziyim Yizev and Nosson Lanosson. How do you know that A pays C? And Bezik could be mighty mama from A to pay C. Talmud Leimer, v'nosan la'asher osham loy. You pay la'asher osham loy. What does la'asher osham loy mean? So Rashi says, Nabatim Rashi, but like kosav la'asher hilveyu, doesn't pay to pay the one who lent you the money. Ela la'asher ha'osham shaloy. Osham who karen. Can I mean about guys? Let me share karen shaloy. So it seems that there's someone outside of the lender who can be shy to this money. And Mimela we have Shibud the Rav Nosson. That C could be Teveya from A. What is the Nidain by Shibud the Rav Nosson? Well, there's one main Chakira in Shibud the Rav Nosson. Basically, there are two ways to understand Shibud Rav Nosson. Let me ask you a question. A owes B and B owes C. So C was saying, come on, I from A. B has no money. What happens if B says, A owes me money, I'm Michael. C is going to Besdin, come on, I from A. And B says, I'm Michael. Logically, should that work? I'm Michael the money. What would you say? I'll be Sfara. B is still OC. B is saying, I'm Michael A. Falls off from A. Falls off from A. And now A doesn't OC. So everybody understands? Huh? So everybody understands? What? It's one thing to say he has no right. The question is, it's chal if he is. Is the mechila chal?
If seeking to collect the chal of B from A,
Who owes? To phrase it differently, by Shibud the Rav Nosson, who does A owe? Does he owe B or does he owe C?
Huh?
like Harkais, which would mean which way?
It really owes the deed, but it's right.
Like Harkais, definitely that way. A really owes B, and it sees right to come on from the local.
But that would always be if the loan was there. That would depend on when the loan was made. If you're compared with the character, if I sold the character before I borrowed the money, then it's not true.
That's because of Takanas Lakuchas. No, I'm sorry, if you sold it before, it's bad, son. It's not Meshuggah, because in the time I loaned, it didn't exist.
So then, if it's going to work the same way, then the Shuggah has to be there first, then the Shuggah.
Not really. Because there, once you divest yourself of the karka, you have no shachas to it. Here, if you take the loan, if you lend the money later, you do have a shachas. So the question is, does AOC or does AOB and BOC? Why does she put the drum in us?
Is it that C can go back to make, or that B has a right to tell C if I can make?
Let's say B tells C, I don't want you to collect from me.
Is that
B can't go?
That's the question. That's the question. What? Does B have to appoint him? He definitely doesn't have to appoint him. B doesn't have to appoint him, that's for sure. That's what Rav Nosson says. Minayas Rechavei Rechavei, right? With Tzim is Evan, I suppose that. Then he come on out. At the very least, it sounds from this Gemara that B can't stop it. Unless he's Michael, that's a shot.
So B says, I want to pay you back. I want you to have to pay me back. If I don't want you to go to him, he can't do that.
He's ready to pay him back right now.
So,
that'd be a similar shot. Let's say C is ready to go to A. A owes a prime piece of real estate, and C wants it very badly. So he goes to Bezni, wants the money from A. And now B comes running into Bezni, and says, no, I'm going to pay. Can we stop C from being too bad from A? Or does A now owe C? But the question is he involved? See, if that's true, then Rav Nosson is saying a very small chiddush. Maybe you're right. But then he's saying not such a big chiddush. I mean, he's saying is that if B doesn't pay, go to A. Just like you can go to everything else that B owns. So go to that's the question. That's the question. You could look at it that B should be pulled out of the picture. B should be pulled totally out of the picture and AOC. Or you could look at it that A still OC and BOC and just. I used to play tag, right? You have an electricity by base? You ever did that? That's the question. That's the question. You play tag, you know, one guy's touching base and he sticks out his hand and the other guy. No? The other person tags him, so he's safe. But if the first guy lets go of base, then the second one is also not on base, right? Well, yeah, that's the question. Right? See, it would be totally in the same thing. If originally, when B lent A, he originally gave him 90 days or 30 days, there's no question. Because whatever tonight he gave him the loan, it stands. But if now B tells A, I'll give you another 30 days or another 90 days, that would again be totally in the shaila. If you learn that AOC, which is the more mechudishtik way to learn, then B can't give him more time. Only whatever was made up at the time of the loan. If you learn that A owes B and B owes C, then. If A has no money. Well, C could definitely go to B. There's no shaila. That's an interesting point. If I want to take B out of the picture, how come C could still be Tevaf and B? There's no question C could still be Tevaf and B. That should be a raya that B is still involved. So you have to think about that. I should tell you how? Lasher Osham Loi. There's a cost of that C could go to A. Depends how you learn the Xeris HaKasim. Maybe. That's what I'm asking. We still don't have a choice because there's something. The Gemara says something. There's some shibud to drive us. B can't just stop C from
being there.
Well, that's the question. First of all, Taisis Ukagain says Beferish in the very first line that you could be Michael. Because look. Taisus doesn't ask it, just you see it from Taisus. Taisus says in Taima Lahem Nebe Migui Di Bay Machalai. Okay, the case of Meichesh Tarchayv, you have to know the case. If Meichesh Tarchayv, so it should not be confused with Shibud HaDram Nostan. It's very, very similar, but it's not exactly the same. Meichesh Tarchayv is, I have an IOU that you owe me money. So, and I sell the debt. There's such a thing as selling debt. Okay, it's considered Shava Kesef. If you owe me $100, and I have an IOU that you owe me $100, I can go and sell that IOU to someone, let's say for $90. Because debt has value. You can buy debt. Debt is a bond, right? Debt has value. There are many businesses today that if you go, somebody goes to the jewelry line or the diamond district, it works this way. You sell merchandise, you get a shtar, and you go. There are people who will buy the shtar from you. So that if I have debt that you owe me debt, I can sell it. So again, you have A, B, and C. A owes money to B. B has a shtar. B takes the shtar and sells it to C. It's a meich shtar lechaveh, right? The Chazaru Machlai, Machl. The Gemara says if B is then Michael A, C is going to be furious at him, right? B sold the shtar to C, and then he's Michael A. So C has to come against B to be Tevea him. But Chazaru Machlai, Machl, B could be Michael A. So Taisvis, if that's true in the case of selling a shtar chayiv, it should be true also in the case of Shibud HaDram Nasan. The case of Shibud HaDram Nasan. It should also work that A owes B, B owes C. Now don't get confused. Shibud HaDram Nasan is not the same as Meichesh Shtar Chayiv. They're two separate loans. And so Taisus also B should be able to be Meichel. This is Taisus' cash. In Taisus, Taisus brings two opinions as to whether Mechila works in the case of Shibud HaDram Nasan. Tomorrow we are going to try to understand the two shittas. I would like you to look at the Ran on Shibud HaDram Nasan here on the Gemara. And there is a Ksais and a Stipler who argue mamish about what I'm asking you. Ksais takes one opinion, the Stipler takes the other. The Ksais is the first Ksais in Siman Pei Vav. The Stipler is in Psachim. It's not something we learned last year, it's later in Psachim. It's either Siman Chav Gimel or Chav Dalet, depending on which print, but the title is Shibud HaDram Nasan. And if you want to avoid the Sugyim Psachim, I'm not saying you should avoid it. If you want, you can learn through the Sugyim Psachim too. If you want to avoid it, you can start with the second paragraph in the Stipler. You better be stuck in the beginning. But I think you'll get a bigger schmack if you throw yourself into this.